good luck to him. More power to him. I don't know name for him, no.
How about sexually overactive female?
Hot mama.
Anything else?
No, I'm just reading that. I was just reading this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I got a book.
What's the name of the book?
Which? I can't think of the name of it. It's what you always want to know about sex but afraid to ask.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the same man wrote this one, wrote the one I've got. But what you, no, I can't think of the name of it. It's in your mind.
How about a sexually indiscreet man?
He's sly fox. No, I have no terminology for him, really.
And
I don't know.
What I call
a cheater. Ask a question again.
Okay, a sexually indiscreet male. He may not necessarily be overactive, but he may just sleep around a lot.
And what I'd call him, that's what you want me to tell you.
Just any name.
You want me to tell you. I'd call him a coxman.
Okay. How about a woman? Female. If she slept around a lot of people.
You talking about a mad woman?
A what?
Are you talking about a mad woman?
If you have different terms for a married woman who does it, or even an unmarried woman.
Stop 8:00.
I have no terms, really, to cover that. I really don't.
Okay. Do you have any names for an ugly boy or man? Unattractive boy or man?
A name.
Not necessarily.
Just say he's the ugliest thing I've seen. Huh? Stop 8 day clock. You know, his face stop 8 day clock, or her face would.
Sure.
But as far as terminology, I don't have one.
What about a girl? An unattractive girl.
Yeah. She sure is raunchy looking. I don't have any terminology really.
Okay. What about a very attractive boy or man?
I don't know. If he's very attractive, they say, well, he's sharp, you know. You know, attractive woman is, you know, beautiful, you know, pretty. Precious. sharp, you know, really that's the same with men. It really, you know, miss terminology of these things.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Great.
Okay. What would you call a person who always reads a lot?
Bookworm.
And in school, children like this may always seek attention and praise from the teacher. Did you ever have any names for that type of person?
Teacher's pet.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Tell me about the grades that you went through again and the names for each type of school that you went to.
The grades from the first to the sixth grade.
What do you call that?
I was grammar school,
then
junior high, then senior high.
What grades were junior high?
From the 7th to the 9th.
Okay. Where would you go to play basketball or...
Your pet?
You know, it's usually a covered building.
Yeah, gymnasium.